Tyson Foods is reshaping its beef processing footprint across several states, with the most immediate impact falling on workers in Illinois, where the company's closure of its Joslin beef plant is eliminating about 2,500 jobs. The Illinois shutdown, announced August 13, removes roughly 3,000 head of daily slaughter capacity from the Midwest and leaves cattle producers searching for alternative processing options. Primary job duties for employees ended August 13 and 14, according to notifications provided to workers, although some employees will remain for wind down operations and compensation will continue through August 12. The effects of Tyson's restructuring extend beyond Illinois. The company also shuttered a case-ready facility in Eagle Mountain, Utah, and is seeking a buyer for its beef processing facility in Pasco, Washington. For cattle producers in the Northwest, the decision to pursue a sale rather than close the Washington facility outright is particularly significant. Tyson Foods' Pasco, Washington, beef processing facility is also critical for cattle producers in the Northwest, and we appreciate the company's commitment to seek a buyer rather than pursuing an outright closure. National Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO Colin Woodall said, Tyson is consolidating its core beef processing operations around facilities in Dakota City, Nebraska, Holcomb, Kansas, and Amarillo, Texas, where the company plans to eventually restore a second shift. The changes come as historically tight U.S. cattle supplies continue to squeeze beef processors. Tyson recently lowered its fiscal 2026 beef outlook to an adjusted operating loss of between $500 million and $650 million. During the quarter ending June 27, the company's beef volumes declined 15.9%, while the segment recorded a $138 million loss as elevated cattle costs outpaced beef prices. Illinois closure ripples through Midwest cattle industry. The loss of the Joslin facility is particularly consequential because of its size and location in the Midwest cattle market. The closure removes a major buyer for cattle in Illinois and surrounding states, potentially forcing producers to ship market-ready animals farther to reach other large processors. That could mean higher transportation costs and fewer nearby marketing options for producers. NCBA said the consequences will extend beyond the cattle sector to workers and rural communities that have long depended on the facility. NCBA is troubled by the closure of the Joslin Beef Processing Facility. For many years, the plant has played a vital role in the Midwest beef supply chain, and its closure will significantly impact cattle producers, employees, and rural communities across the region. We encourage Tyson to work closely with its long-standing customers to identify alternative marketing opportunities for their cattle, Woodall said. Tyson has said it will assist displaced employees in applying for available positions at other company locations. For producers, however, replacing the processing capacity lost in Illinois could prove more difficult. Competing plants will now face the question of how much additional cattle volume they can absorb and how quickly producers can establish new marketing arrangements. Historically low cattle numbers pressure processors. Behind the restructuring is a cattle supply problem that has been building for years. Historically low U.S. cattle inventories have driven cattle prices higher while limiting the number of animals available to processing plants. Recent USDA inventory figures have also shown limited heifer retention, an important indicator for how quickly producers are beginning to rebuild the nation's cow herd. Those conditions have put processors in the difficult position of paying more for increasingly scarce cattle while trying to recover those costs farther down the beef supply chain. NCBA said Tyson's decisions highlight the need for rebuilding cattle numbers while preserving enough processing capacity to maintain competition and marketing opportunities for producers. These decisions underscore the significant challenges that historically low cattle inventories continue to create across the beef cattle industry. While we are disappointed by these developments, they also reinforce the importance of rebuilding the nation's cow herd and maintaining adequate processing capacity to support cattle producers, strengthen market opportunities, and ensure a resilient beef supply chain for the future. The immediate consequences, however, will be felt most sharply in communities affected by Tyson's restructuring. Thousands of Illinois workers are losing their jobs, Utah is losing a case-ready operation, and cattle producers in Washington are waiting to see whether a buyer can be found for the Pasco plant. Meanwhile, cattle producers across the Midwest will be watching where the roughly 3,000 head of daily processing capacity formerly handled at Joslyn ultimately goes, and what losing a major regional buyer means for transportation costs, competition, and cattle prices.